Joined now in studio by Casey Phillips. He's director of the Walls Project in Baton Rouge, and now there are murals all over the city. You're smiling. I'm sure you're quite proud of the work that's been done.
I am. And well, first, thanks, Jim, for having me on this morning. And we're very pleased with the progress that we've been able to make in the last 5 years.
Well, what are some of the most notable achievements in this area?
Sure. And, you know, I guess people always ask me what my favorite mural is, and I always tell people the last one that we did, right? It's a constant evolution, and every time we get better at it. And I will have to say that that holds true today. I mean, we just unveiled a multimedia installation at the Women's Hospital NICU rooftop in partnership with the Junior League and Women's Hospital Foundation. And to say that it's one of our favorite signature projects is an understatement. It's been a 3-year project, and it's truly a crowning achievement.
So if I go to Women's Hospital to look at your mural, they're not going to kick me out, right?
Not at all. As I said, Women's Hospital, they're for the community, right? Especially with their new campus that they have out there. And, the NICU in particular is probably one of the most significant work that they do in the community, as it with the families that need the most immediate attention and advanced medical care. And we're just, we're pleased and very thankful to be partnering to help create a more calming and inspiring landscape on an otherwise drab rooftop that uh-huh. everyone had to look at when they're there for days, weeks, or even sometimes months.
What does it look like?
You'll have to go see. As it's on the third floor, but it is embracing estuary is the theme, and it ultimately it's a three-dimensional representation of everything from the Louisiana coast to the Gulf to the deep ocean. And the sculpture is done by artists Joel Bro and Stephanie Landry, and the rooftop mural was also in partnership with Clark Derby's, along with a handful of creative consultants, including the local company WHLC Architecture. It is truly incredible, and it also has educational kiosks so that the kids inside can also interact with it. And let's just be honest, if any of us who have kids know that when you go to the doctor, idle hands, right, are the enemy. Mm-hmm. So it's a way for them to engage in art while, the families also attend to the medical needs.
What kind of intricate work is necessary to produce something like this?
Well, for the first time, structural engineers. I now know what that is. So our project started, back in 2012. You were kind enough to have us on right as we were doing our fundraiser drive. And quite frankly, it helped put us over our Kickstarter amount. And as I said, in those two-dimensional murals, it took us several years to even learn how to do that process. But once we got that down pat, now in the last 3 years, we've really been trying to figure out how to do sculptural installations on buildings, interior and exterior, that withstand hurricane winds, and as in the test of the weather that we have here in South Louisiana. So I would say that was probably the biggest challenge.
And how did you personally get involved in this kind of work?
Sure. So I moved back here in Louisiana from working in the entertainment business for the last 15 years, and I'm from here, but I moved back from Los Angeles. And when I moved back in 2011 full-time, let's just say that maybe some of the social issues that are now in the common narrative weren't being discussed quite as openly in 2010, 2011. And we saw that the art was an opportunity to engage all sectors of the community in conversations that needed to be had. And that's why I personally got started.
All right. 877-217-5757. And 297-5633 locally. Those are your numbers for Talk Louisiana. Casey Phillips is with us, the director of the Walls Project. And for those of us who live in this community, there are a lot of murals now that most of them are byproducts of Casey's work, and they're in different parts of town, and they are exceptional pieces of work, and it has beautified our community. A listener asked about that one downtown with Pete Maravich. Pete Maravich and a few other people, I believe. You were involved in that one?
We were not. This is part of we don't put logos on anything that we do. And at the end of the day, it's about the art. And part of, we didn't invent the mural painting process, right? The Egyptians did. And so there have been other organizations that have done amazing public art. And that particular piece was commissioned by to an artist named Jacob Zumo, a local artist. And he did, literally my first mentor was Pistol Pete. I used to go to his basketball camp every summer in Clearwater. He was the first person to teach me about vegan eating.
Really?
And absolutely, Pistol Pete. And I was, you know, I was in the running and slated to actually play the pistol because I used to be in this thing called the Tiger Tights. I don't know if anybody remembers Tiger Tights that performed at halftime. I was the guy with the goggles. and I said, and, you know, so when I saw that mural go up, I was absolutely beyond proud of what Jacob did of that particular piece, but that actually wasn't something that we produced. Other notable ones that we did are the 10-story blues harmonica that you can see on the side of the Bell Casino parking garage as you come over the Mississippi River Bridge. And then another one that everyone really, the community loves, and specifically the school teachers and whatnot love, or is the one on the front of the Mentorship Academy that was sponsored by the Louisiana Chemical Association Solutions Through Science. So it was the blend of science and art, that true STEAM mural that uses the periodic table as a subject matter.
And the project not only is designed to beautify the city, but you firmly believe that it's an economic development tool.
Yes, sir. I mean, our tagline from the beginning has been commerce creates art, creates commerce. And that really is a, you know, it's a cyclical process. The business community has really gotten behind to help launch the Walls Project to create beautiful art and to sponsor it. But there was an article that came out in 225 just last issue talking about how art has been now used by the business community to really enhance their brands and their perception on the outside of their buildings as well, with murals and with old-timey mm-hmm. sign writing. And, you know, to date, we're nearing the $1 million mark of economic development inside the creative sector. And so that is, you know, just as paramount to us as the fine art, but also creating a larger creative sector.
877-217-5757 and talk@talklouisiana.org. And we've got some listeners commenting on things that are tangential as far as a discussion point. And one is the funding for the arts. And quite often funding is in peril. This is a concern. This has been a decline for some time in this area and across the state.
Yeah, and as I said, and without stepping outside of my lane, because there's a lot of people who work full time in the lobbying efforts, but as a, you know, as the fundraiser for our organization, what I can say is this, is that you can stand around and describe the problem, or you can proactively solve it. And with our organization, with the help of 100+ other nonprofit organizations, we've been able to show an extensive network of collaboration that's true and authentic. And those are still the opportunities that large-scale investors and donors to the arts want to see, and they still do support it. I think what everyone is starting to see is that the silo nonprofits and the big ones with huge, you know, necessarily overhead are getting a little bit less support, because a lot of donors and funding, especially on the national funding side, they want to see the money actually go into the programs and the direct impact on the ground.
Now, another listener notes that there has been a discussion about funding for the BRAVE program, and some of the funding for that is for artistic endeavors like poetry. It's hard for some people and some of our public officials to get their head around that, but does that have a place in our community? Am I preaching to the choir here? Or is that just money that's been thrown right down the you-know-what?
Yeah, no, I said, I don't think it, you know, look, I think that everybody, look, our murals, like, there are people who are for, against it, and I welcome it. I mean, that's the nature, it's called public art. And when you're working in the public with city dollars, you have to be able to, quote-unquote, justify what you do. Only thing that I would say about the whole BRAVE, the BRAVE or any federal dollars that are put towards art programs, specifically with high-risk youth, I welcome everyone's opinion, but what I listen to is informed opinions. So if you're out there on the soapbox preaching against the individuals, that organizations that are doing the work with the BRAVE contract or beyond, if you're out there on Saturday mornings in the streets doing the work, then I want to listen to you. Until then, get off the sidelines and do the work. Those organizations like Forward Arts and Geno and whatnot that, you know, quote unquote, with a BRAVE contract that was under Kipp's, you know, administration started anyway, that Sharon just kind of like inherited and is finishing off. I think that the power of the arts with young people and engaging them is incredibly impactful. And I think that the work that all those organizations that have been caught up in this recent conversation have done great work.
And many of these naysayers have probably never been to 70802, at least in the parts of town where the poet Donnie Rose was doing his thing.
And if they have, and they have an informed opinion, I think that we welcome to collaborate with them. Not everybody inside of our network. I mean, I have a lot of people on my board in our network that wear seersucker suits and the white bucks and have very conservative values, and they bring a huge amount of insight into all of our decision-making inside the community. I don't think it's a white and black thing, and I don't think that it's an art versus business thing. I think that everybody who is doing the work should be literally, authentically collaborating with each other on the ground. And if they are out there, I welcome them to come volunteer with their groups for the MLK Day in 2018 on Scenic Highway.
Your work has been primarily in North Baton Rouge and Mid-City to this point, hasn't it?
Yes, sir.
So of those 65 murals, approximately how many of them are in that area?
I mean, pretty much all of them in downtown, Mid-City, up and down Government Street, all the way to, you know, Scotlandville and Baker. We're about to do another unveiling at the Baker Gym with our partners in Breck, who we love dearly. We've done a few murals on the south side of the parish, but most of our network has been with churches and nonprofit organizations in those parts of town.
And the one at the Baker Gym, what will it entail?
Gosh, it's amazing. I mean, look, I know it sounds self-promoting, but the artists paint the magic. I can just, you know, sit back. It's a New Orleans artist named Lionel Milton, right? So 90% of our artists come from Louisiana. So it's all about creating dollars that stay inside the state's creative sector. And he is probably one of the most prolific New Orleans street artists. And he came in and lit that gym up. The mayor of Baker came and personally shook our hands and thanked us for, you know, adding something so beautiful. And it's showing kids in celebration is basically the theme.
So. And it's going to be unveiled when?
Saturday at 10 a.m. by Breck at their new facility. It's an air-conditioned gym. God bless them.
And you said the other event was October 18th?
Oh, no. The other event that I referenced was the big MLK Day. We do what we call it a festival of service, right? It's not about one day. It's a four-day cleanup and reactivation program that we do every year. This will be the fourth annual in January of 2018.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. And the work around the city that perhaps you have inspired others is amazing, too. And one of the things that we see if we go in certain parts of our community that certainly have beautified areas that need it, the murals across the street from the Lincoln Theater, those are sights to behold.
Oh, my God. I mean, world-class art. That is the Museum of Public Art. That was a movement spearheaded by Dr. Kevin Harris. Absolutely. He brought in some of the largest street artists from around the world to come and create with our community to work with youth in Old South Baton Rouge. Most of his work was exclusively in Old South Baton Rouge. And I mean, when I need inspiration at 6 o'clock in the morning, when coffee isn't doing it, I go and stand outside of their murals, and it's mind boggling. And I know that, you know, the artistic community feels the same way.
That one of Richard Pryor is fabulous.
Incredible. Yeah. I mean, like the three-dimensional ones that move off the wall. I mean, talk about being able to do something that nobody else can.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And you're getting more involved downtown.
Absolutely. We actually just located our long-term headquarters back downtown where we got our start. And I mean, it's primarily to give a, to throw a flag in the ground for our youth program for the Futures Fund operations, and which is expanded from, 36 kids in 2015 to now 350 this year. And that's where a lot of our focus is on our youth programs.
Well, Casey Phillips, keep up the good work, and I'm sure we'll have occasion to talk again. But 5 years of doing this, and it looks like it's just getting started.
Yes, sir. We are just getting started. Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate it.